You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This is the time of the year that we have. This is one of the latest Shabbos that we have this year. And therefore, many people make early Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, our shul now has three Friday night minyanim. Your pick. Maybe we'll talk a little bit later about which is the ideal, which is the less than ideal, and which is the least ideal. But that's not this week. This week, I want to talk about how early can you be Mekabel Shabbos if you want to be Mekabel Shabbos really early. And I'll illustrate it with one Shaila. And I also want to understand what we spoke about, those of you who are here in Chamayev, in terms of can you ask another Jew or a guy, for that matter, to do malacha for you after you were Mekabel early Shabbos. And we'll talk about both points. So first, the practical halacha maisa Shaila. So let's say I daven at the earliest minyan. The earliest minyan is, let's say, 6:30. I get home, 7:30. We start our meal, 7:45. We finish our meal, 9:45. Two-hour meal. Now, if I have a son in second grade, 9:45 is much too late. I'm saying that's not good for his bedtime. Theoretically, his bedtime is 8 o'clock. For me to get him to bed at 8 o'clock, if I want him to be at my Shabbos meal, if I want him in bed at 8 o'clock, that means we have to start our meal at 6 o'clock, which means I have to daven, you know, Friday night at 5 p.m. 5 p.m. is well before Plag HaMincha. Is there anything to speak of? Is there even a possibility, a remote possibility, that I could be Mekabel Shabbos early enough to get my son to bed on time? Well, Mincha, you could definitely daven early. The question is, could I be Mekabel Shabbos, have my Seuda, and maybe daven Maariv early, like at 5 in the afternoon, even though Plag's not till 6:35 this week, 6:45 this week. So how early could I go? So I know you're going to say, what do you mean? You can't go any earlier than Plag HaMincha. So let me show you a story. A story from the 1400s. And this was a discussion at Shumas HaDeshen. Shumas HaDeshen, which I don't have the Shaila that he asks. But the Shaila that he asks is talking about a community that wants to start Shabbos, or an individual who wants to start Shabbos, 3 to 4 hours before Shkia. And this is the story that the Shumas HaDeshen records of what how he deals with the Shaila that he was dealt with. This is just one part of the Tshuva. So if you have here on source number, I don't number them, the Shumas HaDeshen, listen to the story that he quotes. Shamati b'yeshiva mipi echad mehagdolim sheshama v'kibel, that he had a mesora ki bimei hakadmonim bekrimish. I don't know where that is. Anyone any idea where that place might be? So the Shumas HaDeshen lived in Austria, Germany in the mid-1400s, and he heard from his Rebbe from earlier generations. So we're probably talking in the, for all I know, in the 1200s, one of the Rishonim. Listen to what they did. Hispalu Arvis, Vikaru Es Shema. Hispalu Arvis, Vikaru Es Shema, Be'er Shabbos, Be'od Hayom Gadol Kolkach. It was so early Friday afternoon. Shoyo Rav Ha'ir, Shoyo Mihagdolim HaKadmon Mahu. He was one of the Gdolim of the generations. V'chol Tuvi HaKolimo. They made early Shabbos. They went home. I mean, they davened in shul. They went home. They had their full suuda. Then the entire community went for a walk. Where did they go for a walk? Asfas Hanar Danube. That's by the Danube River. Hungary, Kuivia. Yeah, anywhere in that area. So you see how early, unless they had a really, really fast meal, we're probably talking a good 2-3 hours before Shkia. So who is he quoting here? He's quoting an unnamed Gadol of the Kadmonim, who probably lived in the 1200s, early 1300s. Gamnim Tzikasev, B'shem Yachon Mehagdolim. Again, he doesn't quote who. Shahor Lihispawa Arvis, V'likra Eshma, B'or Hayom Gadol Me'ot. Obviously, he means by that, well, it's very daytime, meaning it's not even Plag HaMincha. Right? We know that in the olden days, they wanted to save money, so they couldn't afford weddings and Friday night meals. So they made the Friday night meal into the weddings. That's what they did. In Europe, they did that not so long ago to save money. So here they also wanted to mekal shas very. So they daven. Sounds like they even said kriya shma before plag hamincha, which doesn't sound like any of the opinions in the Gemara when it talks about the machlokas, the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda. So this is the backdrop. How early can I accept Shabbos? Okay. So let's first understand what is the idea of accepting Shabbos early. So accepting Shabbos early is not just an option for those who have little children and want to make the kids be able to stay up for the Friday night meal. Maybe it's a mikiyum mitzvah to say Tosefes Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah talks about the chiyuv, mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, according to some Rishonim, mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to be mosif mechal ha-shabbos. It's sort of lahosiv zak to Mishnah Berurah, bein b'chnisaso, bein b'tziyaso. Now, first of all, it's important to realize people might talk about Tosefes Shabbos before Shabbos, but it's equally applicable Matzei Shabbos, even though the limud, which we're not going to get into, of Me'erev Shabbos, B'yom Hachi.
Now,
right,
and so in summertime, if you have to tell, you know, regular Shabbos, Shabbos comes at 10:30 at night.
It starts at 10:30. Okay.
Your main Havdalah, his family would sleep on Matzei Shabbos, because Shabbos is over till 11:30.
And they'd wake up in the morning and make Havdalah in the morning. Havdalah. Yeah, that would solve the problem.
And so they didn't start Shabbos at 10:30 at night.
So the question is, how early do they start? That's a better question. Your example is much better than mine. Forget any unusual minhagim. Forget kids. You live in a place that's north, that's far north, that has a northern latitude, such that Shabbos starts at 10:30, 11, and you're not going to, if you first dive in Maariv, then come home and then eat, you're not going to start your meal until after midnight. So could you, right? You were in, where were you not long ago? Where, didn't you go to Iceland or something?
Yeah.
What time is Shabbos there?
Very late.
Very late. They made early Shabbos? So they made an early Shabbos, I'm assuming.
I was there for Shabbos.
Oh, you went there for Shabbos, okay. Yeah, so then could you make it before Plag HaMincha? Let's say Plag HaMincha would be 9:30. It's still too late for a family. Okay, that's the Shabbos. So, but now we're not talking about, again, we'll get there soon. So just in general, the Inyan of Tosefes Shabbos, first of all, is B'chnisaso Anas B'tzaso. How much Zman is Tosefes Shabbos? Big discussion among the Rishonim and the Achronim, says the Mishnah Berurah, passing the Mishnah Berurah, Midoraisa, there's no shir. The Enal has man hazel lo lav lo kares, kim mitzvah, that's not what he says here, I'm sorry. There's no lo sase nor ze kares, it's just a mitzvah sase to yes, be makabel Shabbos earlier and Shabbos late, midachsiv tish besu Shabbatchem, yafinan, fine, anything, anytime there's Issa Malacha, both Yontif and Shabbos, again, that's machlokas, but for now, this is the Pesach of Mishnah Berurah, you have a mitzvah to Tosefes Shabbos. Okay. Let's jump a little bit to talk about this Shaila of, 1 second. Let's jump to page 3. Page 3 in the middle of the page when it says when to light the candles. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. There's a big machlokas when Shabbos begins, meaning when you could be mekabel Shabbos. Bahag says when you light your candles, that's the Kabbalah Shabbos, or is it when you say Baruch Hu? Okay, we're not going to get into that. Zok to Shulchan Aruch, lo yachtim lemaher lehadliko ba'od hayom gadol. Don't light candles while still broad daylight. Sh'az eno nikur shemadliko lechavit Shabbos. Because then it's pointless if you light it, if you're going to light candles, you know, Friday afternoon well before Shabbos, no one realizes that it sounds like it's a chison in the hadlaka. It sounds like this is not a hadlaka that's the Chavit Shabbos, almost reminding us of the din on Hanukkah, that if you don't light, it's mitzvah lehanicho, you know, asura tvachim to the ground, because then it's nikkur that it's for Hanukkah. If you did it at a higher place, it wouldn't be as nikkur that it's for Chanukah. Here is also, it's not nikkur, that's madlika l'chavit Shabbos. The gam lo yachar, but you can't, of course, do it too late. That's obviously because of the Shabbos reasons. V'im rotzu lahadlik, says the Shulchan Aruch, ba'od hayom gadol, v'kabal lo Shabbos miyad, roshai, ki kemen she mekabal lo Shabbos miyad, ein zu hakdama. If you're going to be mekabal Shabbos, and you're going to juxtapose it to your Kabbalah Shabbos, meaning, the first line he says, don't light candles if it's not connected close enough to Shabbos. But now he's saying, let's say you want a light in the daytime, but you're going to be Mekalel Shabbos immediately thereafter. So it is Samach, so it is Nikr. So I'm going to light Shabbos candles at, let's say this week, 6:45 is broad daylight. But 6:45 is right next to the Kabbalah Shabbos. So there is that association, that approximation. It is proximate. It is close to the Zman Kabbalah Shabbos. Rashi, ki kem shem Kabbalah of Shabbos miyad ein zu hakdama. But this is the punchline. Lovavad before pages. Lovavad shiyehem yiplag hamincha l'mala. It has to be from plag hamincha, which is of course what we do here in our shul. And we say on the schedule that you should not light candles before plag hamincha. So let's say shki is at 8 p.m. Plag hamincha, really you're supposed to follow Shos Manios, but let's ignore that for now. Is an hour and a quarter Shos Manios before mincha, before shki. Let's say shki is at 8, an hour and a quarter, that's 6:45 p.m. Again, these numbers are not real. 6:45 p.m. is when I could be mekabel Shabbos. So we'll, of course, daven mincha 10 minutes before that, 6:35. Plag hamincha comes, and that's when the earliest time that a woman could light Shabbos candles. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. What would happen if somebody would, this always happens the first week of early Shabbos, I always make an announcement. If there's anyone here, this is no gift, especially to people who are single men or whose wives are not home, and a man wants to make early Shabbos. So what does he do? He lights candles, comes to make early Shabbos, davens mincha. At the end of mincha, 10 minutes later, it's plag. What just happened? According to the Shulchan Aruch, he was mevarech habracha levatala, because he lived before plag. And what does he have to do now after he davened mincha? He has to go home and go light candles. That's not always so convenient. So would he light with a bracha or without a bracha? Bepashtus, he light with a bracha. My goal tonight in the next few minutes is to argue that he shouldn't make a bracha when he relights. And I'll tell you why. Yeah, something like that. We'll see a little bit more. Okay. Now, before we get to the punchline of how early you could be Mekabel Shabbos, when we talk about being Mekabel Shabbos, what are the methods through which we are Mekabel Shabbos? So, the three possibilities, right? There's Hadlakas Neres, which is what women typically do, unless they make it tonight. There's saying Baruch Hu. There's davening Shemot Esrei and saying the Bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. There's Mizmor Shir. And there's Boikala. So we have at least four or five different possibilities of when you could be Mekabel Shabbos. And it might depend on either what your intention is or what the community assumes. So for example, let's say nowadays, halach l'maisa, we'll see, I think the Mishnah Berurah is going to paskin, that when we say the words boichala, boichala, we say the words mitzvah shilim haShabbos, that's when you're mekabel Shabbos. Let me ask you a question. Let's say you say boichala, boichala, mitzvah shilim haShabbos. Let's say I have to say Kaddish now. I don't want to miss Kaddish. So I say Kabbalah, I sing Lechadodi with everybody. I say Mizmor Shir because I have to say Kaddish right after Mizmor Shir. And then I realize I have to print out my sheets for Shabbos. So have in mind, I'm saying Mizmor Shir and I'm saying Kabbalah Shabbos with everybody, but I'm not making Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm making a Tanai, whether it's verbal or it's mental. Let's assume mental should be sufficient. Can I make a Tanai and say Kabbalah Shabbos, say Mizmor Shir on Shabbos, and have in my mind that I'm not going to be Kabbalah Shabbos? In the same way, my wife would make a Tanai if we had to walk to Woodmere for a Friday night meal. She'd make a Tanai so that she's not Mekabel Shabbos by her Hadlakas Neiros, and we drive there. So she can't make a Tanai when I say Mizmor Shir. What happens if I stayed in Shul because I don't want to miss Baruch Hu? I answer to Baruch Hu. Okay. Also have in mind that I'm not Mekabel Shabbos. Run to my office, make my photocopies for my Shurim, and come back out and make, I just have to press print. I'm just saying, this is a shot that I have, you know, that comes up for me, because that's what I have to do right before Shabbos, print on my shiur. Okay, let's say I don't want to miss Baruch Hu, but I don't want to miss Tfilah B'Tzibur either. I'll daven Shemona Esrei with them, but I have in mind not to be Mekabel Shabbos. So which one of those, at which point will we say, could I make a Tanai in all of these? None of these, or is there a difference between? You think Shona Esrei causes line because? you can't articulate it. You're gonna have to do better than that. You when you realize it, it's very clear to articulate. And Baruch Hu isn't?
Baruch Hu is answering Baruch Hu. I can say I'm answering Baruch Hu for Yemen's davening. If someone's, if I'm davening great word Shabbos and they're davening plot, and I walk in because I forgot I get back to the schedule, and I hear them say Baruch Hu, I can't answer.
You tell me?
Perfect.
Okay, we'll see. We'll discuss it. The post can ask you a question. If somebody comes in, let's say in our shul, somebody comes for the later Maariv, the later Kabbalah Shabbos, he didn't have mincha yet, and he hears that the earlier minyan is saying Baruch Hu. If he says Baruch Hu, was he just mekabel Shabbos and now he can't have mincha? So the post can ask this question. What do they answer? Maybe they say it's fine. Okay, but it's not for now. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. And we'll see some of the interesting applications of the Aruch HaShulchan. But let's go through the Shulchan Aruch. Number one, this is on the bottom of page 3. According to the Bahag, Kevan Shehid L'Kner Shal Shabbos, Chol Avol Shabbos Nesar B'Malacha. The Bahag's opinion is that once you are Madlik Neros, you can't make no tanais that you want to go in a car and get a ride to Woodmere and then be Mekabel Shabbos then. The second you light your candles, you're stuck. In other words, according to the Bahag, this whole possibility is not an option. When does this come up very often? This comes up very often on Leil Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, a lot of people, first of all, you don't want to exert yourself. And a lot of women who never come to shul Friday night, like, I don't light candles Friday night, so it doesn't bother me. Or Yom Kippur, I don't light either. My wife does. But wives usually don't go to shul Friday night, so there's no problem. The problem is when you put the two and two together. They do like candles, but they also do want to go to shul, and they don't want to exert themselves. And for Yom Kippur, often you go further away than your nearest local shul. So according to the Bahag, no such options. You can't do this game of being mekabel Shabbos, you know, lighting candles with the Tanai. No such Tanai, according to the Bahag. The second you lit candles, it's Shabbos. V'yeshom, and Baruch Hashem, there's a Shidu argues on the Bahag. V'yeshom, Shem Masne, Kodem, Shidlika, She'ena mekabel Shabbos ad she'omer hachazim baruch hu. Mo'il. V'yeshom she'ena mo'ala. So it's machlok that the Tanai works. So what do we tell people halach l'maisa? Cedarhurst, no. Woodmere, yes. Meaning, if it's a Shas Adchak, we could rely on those who are mekel to, yes, make a Tanai. But if it's not a Shas Adchak, meaning, if a lady lives, and I've got this question, 5 blocks from shul, and she wants to light candles and drive to shul for your little Yom Kippur. I'm going to say no. 5 blocks, so you walk for 5 minutes. If she lived 25 minutes from shul, then I would probably say, okay, that's more of a Shas Adchak. Walk 25 minutes on Yom Kippur, you know, that's more of a Shas Adchak. We'll be making like the shittas that allow you to make it tonight. Fine. Comes... Assuming that she lights the candles before she leaves, now she wants to go to shul. Now she has to light candles at home. Now she wants to go to shul. Because once she comes back, she's not going to be allowed to light candles. But could she get her light the candles with the Tanai that she's not being Mekabel Shabbos thereby? She's lighting candles, but she's not being Mekabel Shabbos. And then get a ride to shul. So if it's a Sha'as Adchak, I'd be Mekel on the lenient opinions. If she lives 3, 4, 5 blocks away, I'll say no. The Bahag says that once you light candles, it's Shabbos. You shouldn't make it tonight. So if it's a Shas Adchak, would we be Mekel?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
What's the time?
The Tanai is that normally what my Kabbalah Shabbos is, it's not a Tanai in that sense. If this, then that. That's not what we mean by Tanai. We mean that you are expressing kavana that normally your hadlak does indicate your kabbalah shabbos. Here, I'm not being kabbalah shabbos with my hadlak says. It's not a tonight like you're saying. If this is that, it's not a condition. It's not that kind of tonight. That's a tonight. I just have in mind that's just negative kavana. So similarly, something similar to that.
The time of the Krishna's getting closer.
That's different. Right. Let's not go into that. Yeah. Okay. Bottom line. V'yesh chol k'mabal halachas k'dos. So Omrim, they say, no. The that which is Mekabel Shabbos is not hadlakas neiros she'en kabbalas Shabbos toy hadlakas haneir el b'tfilas arvus she'kevin she'amar achazim baruchu. Then automatically hakol parshim melachta. And what are we paskin like? Concludes the Shulchan Aruch. Well, adidan, I already said two shitas, and he's now going to present the third. Kevin she'eschilu mizmor shel yom haShabbos hevei kabaruch l'didhu. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that according to us, it's when you start the words Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, those magical three words, comes Rama. Fine. Now you see our minhag in the Mishnah Berurah. Turn to the top of page 4. Mishnah Berurah says, "Kasev v'sefer derech chachma." I'm not sure who that is. Tuodim v'makom shenogin lomer lachadodi v'misaimin boikala heavy kabbalah Shabbos mamish. Okay, that's of course based on the Gemara that you are familiar with. The Gemara talks about that they used to go out to the fields on Friday afternoon and they wrap themselves in a talis and say, Boikat. You Temani? No, you're Persian. Persian. So Temanim wear a talis based on this Gemara. They wear a talis and they, for Kabbalah Shabbos, based on this Gemara, that they would Misatef, they would put on their talis and they would say, Boi Neitzi Likos Shabbos Hamalka, Boichala, Boichala. So that's what we assume. That last Boichala is when we are Mekabbalah Shabbos, typically. Now, look. Wait, where's the Sarah Hashocha? One second, please. That was all the background. Now, let's see how early I can recover Shabbos. So, look on the top of page 3. We have an Aruch Hashocha. The Aruch Hashocha suggests a very important chiddush. We just saw that a Tanai could work. That means I light the Shabbos candles and I decide I don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos. Now, does that mean I could also daven Maariv and have in mind that I'm not Mekabel Shabbos? So some of you felt that once you're davening Maariv, you can't say, oh, but this Shemona Esrei doesn't count as a Kabbalah Shabbos. Did you give me a good reason why? You said something before. No, you said before that you're saying that it is Shabbos when you daven Maariv. What is davening Maariv different than Hadlakas Neiros? Oh, you define it as the Zman of Laila. So if you want to define it as Zman of Laila by... okay. Could anyone think of another svara? Why once you daven Maariv, that's a no. You can't back out of that. You can't make a Tanai in your Maariv. I know. I'm talking about the Shemona Esrei for Shabbos. Why should it be that that's different than saying the words Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos or Boikala or lighting candles? What?
I could say the word all day, but I can't say Rokat HaShem and Shem Malkus.
You got it. In other words, you're saying that Shemona Esrei has, if it's not, then there's a Brachal of Atala. It's the Brachal of Atala that makes it qualitatively different than the other.
I can't articulate why I can't make a Brachal of Atala.
Because... okay, so let's see what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He's going to say what you said. Afal pi, again, top of page 3, the Aruch HaShulchan. Afal pi shel hadlaka mahani tanai. Right, we saw the Bahag says no dice. The Bahag does not allow you to make a tanai. But most of the poskim allow it, you know, if necessary, certainly, that you could make a tanai when you light candles. Mikom akom, look at the end of the line, skip the small print. Litfila lo mahani tanai. So, for example, let's say I live in a neighborhood where people daven early Shabbos. They daven early. I don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos early. So I go to shul. I don't want to miss Maariv. I'll go to shul, daven with them, but I don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, no. Why not? Once you daven, there's no Tanai. However, look at the fourth line of this Aruch HaShulchan. I know. I don't want to get into that. We could figure out permutations how it could be. I'm making a simcha. Whatever. I'm 15 people in my family, and the whole shul is nine other people. So that the minyan was early, but I'm the majority of the tzibur. So, that's a good point. I was just trying to not get into that. But yes, that what you're saying is correct. The early fourth line of the Aruch HaShulchan. Look at this chiddush. What I underlined. The bechai gavna, when you daven Maariv on Friday afternoon, you can't make a tanai, says the Aruch HaShulchan, afil hayokodem plaga mincha, ba'al korcha kibel olav es ha-shabbos. Wow. What did Aruch HaShulchan just say? If you daven Shmona Esrei of the Friday night davening at 3 in the afternoon on Friday afternoon, this tomorrow, then that locks you in even before Plag HaMincha. And not only presumably did the Marav work, how? It's before Plag HaMincha. Rabbanan, so you can't have Marav till after Shkia. Rabbi Yehuda, who is more lenient and allows you as early as Plag HaMincha. And here he's saying that your Marav worked hours before, and not only that, but once you did, you can't even make a Tanai if you wanted to. So he's saying a double-edged sword.
Thursday night too? We have a little bit to go. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. So I don't understand something though. Didn't the Shulchan Aruch say explicitly, I think we saw it together, that maybe I skipped it. Didn't the Shulchan Aruch say explicitly, you can't go before Plag HaMincha? That you can't lie before Plag HaMincha? V'yav, look at the next underlying line. V'yav shem is bar b'sun reish samach aleph and reish samach zayin. She'ein lasos tosevis kodem Plag HaMincha ayin sham. I thought you're not allowed to be mekabel Shabbos before Plag. V'adei l'chatchilo ein lasos kain. Aval im osa kain. What's holding you back? I mean, I might have said, or what you might have said, is that, what do you mean? It doesn't work. He says, you're not allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos before a Plag HaMincha, but if you did, what stops it from working? Ooh, wow. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Tosefes Shabbos. What's the shiur? I know there's a minimum shiur, maybe of a second, maybe of 2 minutes, some people say. Maybe of 15 or 20 minutes, maybe half an hour, the Reim says. I remember Rav Shechter, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Shechter doesn't do any malacha half an hour before Shkia to be Yotze the Shita of the Reim, who says that Tosefes Shabbos. I don't know if he holds that that's when Shabbos might start, it's just a Tosefes. That's when. Could be half. Okay, that could be. Yes, I might be confused. Right. Tosefes? Or not to be. 18 minutes, right. Right. Okay, so either way, he says, what's the shear for Tosefes? There's no. Where do we find a maximum? I mean, there's a minimum shear, whatever it is, a second, 2 minutes, 15 minutes, 18. Where's their maximum shear? How early is it, Usher, to, how early can I, is there a point that I say, no, that's too much Tosefes Shabbos, too much of a good thing, too much of a mitzvah, you can't do that. Lo matzin ashir. Ta'al tu yesh lan ashir le Tosefes, you know, with the code look in lo mahani. Hold on, let's finish this one line. V'ra'isi misha kosav, I saw someone write, d'zeh u'davka mi plag ha-mincha, that you can only be mekabel Shabbos from plag ha-mincha. Do you see the brackets? I'm Mishnah Berurah. But Dvarim Tumim Heim. I don't understand. Now, keep in mind, the Aruch HaShulchan was before the Mishnah Berurah. But whoever the Mishnah Berurah was quoting, and therefore passing like that you can't be Mekabel Shabbos before a plug, the Aruch HaShulchan says, why not? Where does it say you can't be Mekabel Shabbos before a plug?
Maybe you're Shaman. I know people are not on their Shabbos push each other a good pair of Shabbos instead of good Shabbos, but perhaps a Mekabel Shabbos. They're saying so.
Uh-huh. I hear that. If you wish somebody a good Shabbos, assuming, I thought there was a different issue. You're saying that wishing somebody a good Shabbos is a Kabbalah Shabbos. I thought there was a different issue that A, it could be a Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm always concerned when I walk to Shul for Mincha, you say good Shabbos, then it's ready.
Right. So
I think
the Shabbos,
from Chatzos, that issue is from Chatzos? I guess that depends on this issue. Depends on So you're saying maybe it's early in the Chatzos, okay?
Maybe
I don't know.
As much as a woman can say good Shabbos, if you could be motzi her, she might be made.
Yeah, let's not get into that sugya. That's a whole other sugya about harvest.
And that same good Shabbos makes it that she can call the Shabbos or the Daraisa. So those words, good Shabbos, can also be.
There's an article written about somebody who is complaining that. That Orthodox Jews have to be more friendly to the rest of Klal Yisrael. And one of the arguments was that, according to McVeigar, by saying good Shabbos, you could be Yotz the Mitzvah, Zochos Yom HaShabbos, the Kadsho. So if you see your neighbor driving, pulling out of, your next door neighbor is not religious. They're pulling out of there. I grew up in Flatbush. I had a dear friend who was my age, a kid my age. His last name was a very Jewish name. He was Jewish, just like you and I, but not religious. And he used to drive on Shabbos. And when he'd drive past by, you know, good Shabbos, Uri, good Shabbos, Philip, you know, whatever it would be. So this person was arguing that would be appropriate. Why? Because let them lefachot. They know it's Shabbos. They see you wearing your suit and jacket, and you know they know it's Shabbos. Let them lefachot. You know, even if they're being mechal Shabbos, whatever you want to call it, b'shogeg, b'mezer, whatever you want to call it, let them at least fulfill the mitzvahs. I say the rights of zochas yom Shabbos according to Mikveg. Right. So you're saying maybe it's worse because now if you do it on Friday afternoon, then you're being mechal Shabbos. Okay, that's a good point. Let's leave that Shabbos separate for now. Yes, so Tosefes Shabbos, is it starting the night earlier or is it just adding to the Kedusha of Shabbos has a lot of nafkaminas? One of them, I spoke about it a few weeks ago, I think, could you do Sfiras HaOmer? Once you're Mekabel Shabbos, is it now ready the next day? I could do Sfiras HaOmer for the next day. If a woman didn't do her Hefsek Tara or her Bedika, and she was Mekabel Shabbos earlier, could she do her... Did she miss the opportunity to do the Friday Bedika, the Friday Hefsek Tara, because it's ready, she made it into the next day? Is it a timing thing? If you hold that you need a Shivas Yom, you need a Yom Shalom. So... That's the question. That's a machlokas. You're suggesting like one side of the machlokas. So that's machlokas. That's machlokas. That's machlokas. That's machlokas. Halacha ma'aseh, you're right. Halacha ma'aseh, you're right. That we didn't start the next day early, we just extended the Kedusha. But there are all these nafkaminas.
Right, but wouldn't the Arachashah be taking the side of the star
that we do before 5? No, I don't know necessarily. I'm not sure. I don't know. Let's continue. The Aruch HaShulchan just said a chiddush. He just said a chiddush, two chiddush. Number one, that you can be mekabel Shabbos even before plag. Number two, that whenever you make a tanai, you can make your tanai, but a tanai won't work when it comes to davening marav.
And
then
you can daven marav before plag if you're Shabbos.
Yeah.
Bigger.
Okay. I want to see the next, right after what I underline. Aval b'amiras mizmar shil yom HaShabbos on the chadodi. Have a Kabbalah Shabbos. Normally, typically, when you say Mizmashir or Lechadodi, under normal circumstances, if you haven't said anything otherwise, it's Kabbalah Shabbos. Aval Kshomer Befer She'en wrote the Kabbalah Shabbos, it works. However, that's only by Mizmashir because there's no De'en Kan Tfilu Brach Levatala. But once you have a Shmona Esrei, that would fear Mekadesh HaShabbos, that would be Brach Levatala, then you're stuck, and that is going to be, you can't make it tonight, you can't wiggle around. Ava, on the next line, is a little bit hard to understand. V'chein im omer zekodim plaka mincha. If you said Mizmor Shir, or you said Lechadodi before plaka mincha, maybe that wouldn't work. Aval, but Philip pshita to have a Kabbalah.
It's like I was saying that
when you have a marv, you make it night. And then, once it's night for you, then you can be Mekabel Shabbos. That is the Shkabel Shabbos. Okay. I hear. Finally, look at the last line of the Aruch HaShulchan. What's his, you know, he just said huge chidushim. Certainly not what we assume. We assume he can't be Mekabel Shabbos. And he says, guess what? I have historical backing. V'chem atzila kadmonim, the same word that Joseph Dashiv used. Shoyu mispalin arvis ki gimel shos kodem halayla. The kibla lemes haShabbos. Look at the Trumas HaDashan. He takes the story, what? No, he quote. The Trumas HaDashan earlier says that I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe that he quoted earlier, Rabbanim, right before you came in, I think. That was the first source, that they were Mekabel Shabbos 3-4 hours before Shabbos. They finished the Suda, they went for work down the Danube River. Yeah, no, but they held what it was lechatchila. So either way, who's he? Or if you daven ma'ariv? Okay, fine. So what we just saw is that maybe. Leave that aside. Okay. Yeah. So applying this Shas Hadchak very much would be if you lived in a place like Edmonton or if you lived in a place like Norway, Oslo, where Shabbos starts very, very late. So maybe they could rely on this Trumas Hadesh and this Kula of the Aruch HaShulchan to daven, you know, if the whole community and the whole family is going to be uprooted, if you don't rely on this, maybe there's room to be Mekabel Shabbos early, like that opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, let's come back to the Shah that we started with. Let's say somebody was Mekabel Shabbos. We just had an Aruch HaShulchan who says that you could be Mekabel Shabbos before Plag, only if you daven Maariv. And once you daven Maariv, you can't make a Tanai.
Before
Plag. Yeah. And it brings right from that Trumas Hadesh, that story from the Trumas Hadesh. Now, let's figure out, according to what we just said, Halach L'maisa, a guy walks into Shul Friday afternoon, the first Shabbos that we make early Shabbos. And right after Mincha, I announce, if anybody who came into Shul and already lit candles before Plag, please go home and light. And he says, oh my gosh, Rabbi, I wanted to make early Shabbos, and I'm the one who has to lie, I don't have a wife. I say, go home and lie. He says, should I make another bracha? Oh, you're saying this only works if you were Mekabel Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan says you could be Mekabel Shabbos early. But he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. If he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, then you can't do it before Plag.
Right. If he goes home after Mariah, you're not going to tell him go home and light without a drop of, because we have to tell him go home and light.
Right. So you're saying, I made a bad cheshbon. I was thinking that according to the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Trumas Hadesh, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Trumas Hadesh, I was thinking that he would be able to, that according to them, he was Yotze because it was before Plag. But that's not what they're saying. He's saying that you could be Mekabel Shabbos before Plag, but he was never Mekabel Shabbos. He just did the hadlaka. If you do the hadlaka, if you're not going to be Mekabel Shabbos, then clearly the hadlaka won't work.
The Aruch HaShulchan is also very possible because he actually wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. He couldn't have
been. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. He clearly was not Mekabel Shabbos. Right.
Right. Right. Could we say, according to the Jewish tradition, that even though in Moscow's came to lit candles before, but it would be valid because we don't need to make a rock and make a rock and roll at all? Just the same as the rock and roll, that's right.
But then you're in for the rock and roll.
Dav mincha early, and now you lit your candles. So is that bracha levatala on the hadlakas neiros? Make it that has to be an automatic kabbalas haShabbos.
Before
Plag.
I mean, assuming.
Why didn't the Aruch HaShulchan say that? What you're saying is so obvious. Maish, you hear what he's saying? He's saying the Aruch HaShulchan said that if there's a bracha levatala by davening Shmona Esrei, that shows that you can't make a Tanai. So he's asking why, I'm taking words out of your mouth. You're talking about making early. Why could you yes make it tonight by Hadlakas Neiros? After all, there's also a bracha levatala. No, there's no bracha levatala because you don't light your Shabbos candles on Shabbos. You light your Shabbos candles before Shabbos.
Yeah.
So there's nothing in the words bracha tashem l'kenu malach olam that will become a bracha levatala.
We said previously that you can't light candles according to this, just as much as you can daven Maariv before Plag to be a good, why can't I light candles before Plag to be a good?
You make the bracha after you light the candles.
Right. So before Plag.
So maybe all he should do is have in mind that the candles are going to be for Shabbos and then be Mekabel Shabbos in Shul.
She did it.
You're talking about before.
Well, one of the inyanim of the candles is that you should have light in the house.
Obviously, right. So, but putting that aside, that's...
So maybe you can make a bracha on that even if you don't see it.
Even if, what do you mean if you don't see it?
You don't have to be in the room. You can go to shul and make... And,
I'll make a bracha like an Al Tis Yadayim. You wash your hands, Negel Vaser, and then you come to shul and say Al Tis Yadayim. You're making a bracha, not Samach to... What? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
We're breaking all the rules.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure about your question. Why isn't the... You have to think about it. It might be different.
Do you see whether Shabbat says the reason for his allowing Shemayim Shari is because of the local aspect?
Yeah, we saw that. Yeah, that's in the third underlying line, I think. Okay. What we're not going to have time for tonight is a different thing. I thought we were going to get into it, but I guess maybe we'll do it next week, is could you, which I spoke about Mechamayev, is could you ask a, let's say you're Mekabel Shabbos early, could you ask a fellow Jew, and could you ask a guy, could we argue that maybe you could ask a Jew, but not a guy? We can make that argument. And we'll see, Taka, that even asking a Jew during the time that you're Mekabel Shabbos early, could you ask a Jew to do Malach? That's going to be Machlokas, Rashba, and Ran, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll hopefully see that next week.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.